Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
All right, so Katie came in this morning and she said, "Oh my God, I had the worst date ever yesterday." And you were excited about it during the show. You're like, "I have a date. I have a date. You know, it's been a minute."
Yeah, and I was trying not to get too excited because I know how these things go.
Well, like, he was like a good looking dude and stuff.
Yeah,
and
it wasn't my first date. So I was like, you know, I know that dates aren't always enjoyable, but I was looking forward to this one because I took a break after that guy stranded me on top of the mountain.
Oh,
you
yes.
remember that
Forgot
one?
About
yeah.
him.
And I took a break because I was like, I'm just not feeling it right now. So I haven't dated all year. Like, this is the first real date I've had in 2025. And so...
Was this an app? Or
yeah.
Are you,
okay. So this was not... I just want to preface that, too. This was not one of my It's Just Lunch dates. Mm-hmm. What I love about them is they let me pause it when I want to. And so I am in kind of a break right now. And okay. they know that and they respect that. And there's no pressure. I also have this feeling of, like, fear of missing out sometimes. Right? So I'm like, I swear my husband's on Hinge. I swear that's where he's at. So then I get back on there and whatever. And I matched up with this guy. We're going to call him Toby. His name's Toby.
Hot Toby. All right. So,
and he is hot.
Good looking guy.
He's a good looking guy.
He's a good looking dude. And here's the thing. So we've just been talking for a couple days and almost instantly he wanted to meet up. And I take that as a good sign because when people don't want to meet, you know that they're just looking to be pen pals, whatever. Mm. And so I was like, okay, he wants to meet. This is great. We had a plan of meeting yesterday at 5 o'clock and he called me yesterday.
Hey, it's Toby. Like,
he called me he wanted to meet even earlier because he had the day off and he was like, if you want to meet up at like say 3 or something, let's do that. And
let's
get this over
with because I got another one at 5.
I got a couple dates lined up here.
Yeah, Toby.
So anyway, we plan on meeting at a spot at 3 to go get sushi and I roll up and I get a text from him and he's like, hey, I'm here. And I'm like, awesome. I'm pulling into the parking lot. I'll be walking in a second. So I walk into the sushi spot. He's not there. I was like,
what? Here we go. Well, here we go again.
Instantly. I had just a feeling in my stomach like this
is
going to be weird.
This is like Mountain Guy.
And he called me and he was like, hey, are you there? And I'm like, yeah, I'm here where you said you were. And he said, I had to step outside for a second. I'll be right back. That's weird, right?
That's
a weird thing. I was like, why do you
have
to
vapor?
Go outside?
Well, maybe he's going out to vape.
I have no idea why he went outside, but I don't like smoking.
Fart.
So,
he
says on his profile he doesn't smoke. So that's another
he's farting.
Thing. Like,
he had gas.
He's lying already, right?
Yeah,
I'm cutting him a break.
You're cutting him a break.
I'm cutting him a break.
Anyway, I'm sitting there. He's like, I'll be right back in. And I was like, okay, cool. So he walks in, and instantly I forget everything because this dude is handsome.
All right.
He is cute.
I don't think I saw him.
She showed
me a picture. Like, he's a good-looking dude. Yeah.
He's a good-looking dude. And he's tall. He's 6'3". He is so... I'm like... Okay, hi.
It actually works. Never mind.
Oh, my gosh. And then I go give him a hug, and I look at him. Homie is drunk out of his mind.
Oh, no.
He is so wasted. And I was like... That's it.
Hey.
Like, he
Are you
was
serious?
So drunk, and I was like... It is
Do you think he was just nervous?
Maybe.
I've had girls tell me before our first dates, they're like, I took a shot because I was so nervous.
Well, he was
You've never
drunk.
Been drunk in 3 in the
he
afternoon,
He drank
Katie?
A whole bottle before we...
Like,
had
in the parking lot? Is that why he was outside?
He was drunk.
He had to go outside to throw
I'm
up,
not
Jeremy.
Talking. But he had to take a shot to take the nerves off.
Okay.
Like, he is like 3 sheets
Did you
to
ask
the
him why?
Wind.
Why are you drunk?
Drunk. Well, we get through... Like, I don't want to just come out and be like,
we
are
get
you
through
drunk,
it, Jeremy.
You know? So
well, you could say you smell like alcohol.
We're talking and everything, and it's just like, I am very much not... feeling
is
it.
He like slurring his words
he's slurring his words
oh my gosh.
He's telling me I don't know where the best place in town for tacos is and that upsets me because I'm like you don't even know me like I know where tacos are like if you know like the things he's saying to me I'm just like oh. And then he tells me the entire story of him and his baby mama and how they I mean like they're high school sweethearts. He goes into the whole thing and you can just imagine the conversation that I had with a drunk man, right? You can just imagine the things that were said. So
what'd you order?
I'm just like, well, I ordered sushi. And that's the thing is like, so we went to a sushi spot and I got we
and
got
went to a nice one that's
we
a,
went
nice,
to a nice one
it's a
we
nice
got
place.
Three different rolls and when they set them down I start eating and he's like, oh, are you gonna have a piece of mine? And I'm like, oh, are we designating roles now? Oh. Like, I thought we were all just eating. And so I already know I'm not really feeling this guy, but he keeps telling me, you're so beautiful. Can I be a part of your life?
Oh,
and I was
geez.
Like, I don't know yet. Like, I'm not.
How did he sound?
You're so beautiful. Can I be a part of your life? What do I got to do to see you tomorrow. And I'm just like, whoa. I don't like
so
this.
So what are you guys
like,
doing today?
He makes me nothing. He made me feel so uncomfortable. And he then, like, he orders sake as we're sitting there. And I don't drink. And he knows this. And I'm just like, so then he gets two little cups. And he's, like, trying to pour me one. And I'm like, I don't drink. He's like, at all? And I was like, at all. Like,
how was he?
At all? Like, I don't drink at all, like not even in the slightest.
And you don't.
He was just so he couldn't understand that
the guy's just having an off day, Katie. No. You can't kick a guy to the curb just because he's a little tipsy.
He drove here and drove home.
There's so
do you know that or did he Uber?
Maybe he Ubered.
Yeah,
I don't
so you don't know.
Because I ran out of the restaurant.
So what does
remember?
He do for
did
a
legit
living?
Run?
He, so here's the other thing. In his profile, he says he's an accountant.
Okay.
Turns out he's a bartender.
Okay, what is happening?
And he says, because I was like, well, on your profile, it says you're an accountant. And he's like, well, at the end of the night, I count all the servers' money. And I'm like, that does not make
this, I love this guy. He's got a sense of humor. I like this guy.
Make you an accountant.
That's funny.
No, it's not.
At the end of the night, I count the money.
It's misleading.
No,
and
Jared, because there's a
deceitful.
Like
there's
like
a big difference between accountant pay and bartender pay.
Yeah, bartenders rake it in. You don't know.
Oh my gosh. And then, so we're sitting there.
Depends on where
and
he's at, too.
Female bartenders.
We're
rake
sitting
it in.
There, and he's like, even after I told him, I don't drink at all, he's like, so you want to go get a drink after this? And I was like, no, I don't. And
I feel like you're
like,
missing out on something special here.
So then he's like, so are you going to give me another chance? I know I showed up drunk. And I won't do that. He said it.
Well, then he acknowledged his behavior. Give the guy a second chance. I want you to give him a second chance.
No, I already told him. I told him flat out. I don't like when people play games with me. I don't like when people mislead me. So I'm just going to tell you flat out. I'm not feeling this.
Did he pay for the meal?
He did. But here's the thing. He started to throw a fit. When I said I wasn't feeling this, he's like, you're not even going to give me another chance? I'm sorry I showed up drunk. And at this point, people start looking at us.
Oh,
and I was
gosh.
Like,
I'm on his side.
You shouldn't have showed up drunk to the first date, homie. This is us meeting each other.
Well,
this
it's part
is
of his career, though, Katie. Maybe
impression of you.
Maybe he had like you know a company come in with some samples
no.
to the bar,
no.
and they were trying to you know sell a product there.
No,
and to do that, you got to take samples,
you
and
know
he just
what?
Got a little carried away.
You can date drunk.
He's
Hope,
still
Toby.
A good-looking guy who showed up still for you. I think this is just a hiccup. This
guy.
Is just a hiccup.
He
I
may
think.
Be a little puffy from the alcohol. Yeah, but no.
I think it's just a hiccup.
I think it is not okay. And honestly, like, while I was sitting there, you know, he started to throw this fit. And then I told him, I was like, you know, let's just do Dutch. I can pay. I got me. Like, let's just, I will pay for me. You pay for you. And he takes out his credit card and screams at the top of his lungs, oh. I got it.
He
and
screamed?
Then he threw his credit card down. And then he went to the
he paid.
Bathroom.
What a gentleman.
And then he ran to the bathroom
more?
Like a little baby Nana. And I was like, I'm out.
Did
I
you
ran.
Leave at that point?
I ran out of that sushi restaurant. I ran to my car so fast, and then I was afraid, and then I speed racered it out.
This went, poor guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Just having an
like
off day.
It was, a little terrifying to me. I'm not going to lie. Like,
I feel like you could have been
point.
The little ray of sunshine
Is
in
that,
his life.
You
like,
think
you
I could have given him another chance,
You could
Jer?
Give him another chance because you're so bubbly and friendly and kind. The dude just had an off day.
He wants a different kind of bubble, not me. He wants a different kind of bubble.
I want to see a picture of him, though, here during the break.
Good-looking dude, though.
He's a good-looking dude.
Good-looking guy.
Give him another chance.
Dude. No.
I don't.
I'm not when you're drunk. I'm sorry. That is not okay. You don't show up to date one drunk. You don't.
He showed up hammered, not drunk. Like, hammered.
And then he's like, I'm still kind of hungover from St. Patty's Day. I'm like, it's Wednesday.
I like this guy. This guy knows how to have fun.
You should have been like, what cologne are you wearing?
This guy knows how to have fun.
Oh, my gosh.
He's energetic.
No.
He sounds like he's amongst friends and people all the time.
No.
He's a go-getter. He's out there.
No. He's barely out there. He's crawling at points.
All I know is I just love living vicariously through you.
Well, there you go.
Just,
there's the latest.
I can't imagine being out there right now and what you're
what
dealing
with. What would you
with.
Do if someone showed up
what
drunk?
You did?
Well,
exactly
you
what
she,
you
is she,
exactly
is
what
hot?
You did.
Is she hot?
Yeah, she's hot.
We're having a heck of a day. That's what we're doing.
I might never
it's
see her
again
the next day.
It's going to be different. It's different for us.
Gosh. I am so glad.
You could have. I mean, you could have had a fun afternoon.
You could have
really wanted to.
No.
Like, I know it's been, what, 15 months?
I would have been cleaning up somebody else's puke by 6 o'clock
What's
at night.
What's it been, 15, 16 months?
Yeah, and it's fine. I'm fine. I'd rather
You could have ended that dry spell yesterday.
It doesn't matter.
At
That's
the
not,
sushi place. No, in the bathroom with that guy.
No. Oh. I wasn't drunk, too. Jeez.
Oh, all right. Well,
wow.
Good
this
luck,
guy.
Katie. Thank you for sharing your stories.
Thank you.
I know everybody loves them. I love them. I love him. I love him. All right. Apologies to that guy for Katie Badmouth.
I know. I'm so sorry, Toby.
Sorry, Toby. Sound like a good dude. We could hang out.
Jeez.